Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your conference facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Welcome to the Moment of Empowerment. I do apologize on this afternoon. We have been having a little technical difficulties with trying to get everyone on the air. Glory to God. So we're waiting for Prophet Sharice to get logged in on tonight. Glory to God. So while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer one more time. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we do bless you and we praise your name on this evening, Father God. For truly you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are a magnificent God, a God that is just so worthy to be praised, God. So God, on this evening, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving, Father God, and we enter into your courts with praise, God. And we just bless you and honor you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in the earth realm even now, God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for just being in our midst on this evening, Father God, and I praise you for what you're going to do, God. It is in the precious and the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that we do pray on tonight. Amen and glory to God. Prophet Sharice, can you hear me on the line? Glory to God. Prophet Sharice?
Can you hear me, Apostle?
I can hear you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What the devil meant for evil, God worked it out. We were determined that we're going to get this message out by airwave on this evening. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just go ahead and chime right on in. Feet first, the enemy thought that he had won, but he had already lost the battle. Glory to God. This is a word that is a right now word that God needs to get out to his people. Amen.
Amen.
You want to go ahead and start, Prophet, and we'll just work this thing together on this evening. Amen. I do thank you for being with us by way of Blog Talk Radio once again. Glory to God. Prophet Sharice Washington is an end-time prophet that the Lord is just raising up in this hour to speak boldly what he is saying into the earth realm. And I do thank her for her obedience to doing the Blog Talk Radio with me weekly. And we're excited about what God is doing and how he's going to minister to his people by way of airwaves on this week and on weeks going forward. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Apostle. I do give God honor, and I do honor you, and I appreciate you for allowing me to come on and to release what the Lord has spoke to me on today. And since we are short in time, I'm just going to go right ahead, and I'm going to get ready to start and to speak what the Lord has spoken to me. And the Lord came to me, and he spoke some things to me, and he was coming to me, and it was more like I could feel God's heart. You know, his heart is broken, if you will.
My Lord.
And he took me into Isaiah. He took me to Isaiah 1.
Did you want me to read that for you?
Yeah, Isaiah 1, if you will, Apostle, 18 through 31, because I want you to read it out of the King James Version, because I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible, because I believe that the Message Bible is going to really give the effect of how he spoke it to me, to the people.
Amen. Glory to God. The word of the Lord reads. from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How is the faithful city become an harlot, O God? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Thy silver is become dross, with wine mixed with water. The princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed, for they shall be ashamed of the oaks which thou hast desired. And ye shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen, O Lord. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And the straw shall be as tow, and the maker of it as a spark. And they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. O God.
My God, my God.
What is the Lord saying to you, even regarding this?
Apostle, what the Lord began to speak to me is, he's asked, it was more of a question. He was saying, where are my leaders? You know, where are the ones that I chosen? Where are the ones that I sent out? Where are the ones that I put over the ministry? Where are the ones? Because, see, what's happening is people have taken on the form of the world. And what happened is we have people now that are in the church. We have leaders that are over the ministry. And what's going on is God is saying that they have turned away from his laws. They have turned away from statues. They have turned away from holiness. They are calling good evil and evil good. They have taken the form of the world. And God is saying in this hour that, you know, we are not to, you know, speak, you know, evil of good doers. We are not to take the grace of God as a license to sin. I'm hearing more and more, Apostle, people saying, you know, well, don't judge me. You can't judge me. And right now I just take authority over that demon, because what's happened is
we have
begun to use excuses, and we have begun to defend sin. We have begun to get in, you know, these positions and become leaders. And what we're doing is we're defending sin. We're making and creating and making lukewarm Christians. You know, the Bible says in verse, I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read some of it from the Message Bible.
Amen.
Isaiah 1:18, and it says, come sit down. Let's argue this out. This is God's message. If your sins are blood red, they'll be snow white. If they're red like crimson, they'll be wool. If you'll willingly obey. And see, that's the problem right now. A lot of people are sitting in there waiting, well, when is God going to bless me? When is God going to do this? But the blessing always comes with, you know, a if. God said, if you are willing and you obey. And the problem is we have too many people that are not obeying God, but they think God is going to bless them. But that is not how it works. It says, if you are willing and you obey, you will feast like kings. But if you are willful and stubborn, you'll die like dogs. That's right. God said so.
Jesus.
That's the Message version of it. And it says, oh, can you believe it? It says, the chaste city has become a whore. My God, my God. And so
my
what
Lord,
the Lord is
my
teaching
Lord.
Is, we got too many people in leadership. We got too many people in leadership that have, you know, took upon, you know, the work that, you know, they've become evil and lords and idols and stuff. And so the Lord, you know, began to speak to me about, you know, what's going on in this hour. And I heard the Lord say that he's going to begin to pull down leaders that have turned their heart from him and, you know, in his ways. And those that have proven to be faithful and those that have been proven to be true, he's going to begin to put them up. I know the Bible says that he will take down one and put up another.
Amen.
And so God began to tell me that there is a lot of leaders and there are a lot of people that are going that are being shifted right now. There are a lot of people that have went their own way. I even heard the Lord say that they have allowed demons to preach and to lead
oh,
their
God.
Sheep to poison their sheep. They have allowed these demons to come in and prophesy lies over his sheep. They have allowed these demons to come in and just lead their sheep, lead his sheep astray, to lure them, you know, into doctrines of devils. Because why? Because the money. Because they want to make money. Because money have become their god.
My Lord. And even with what you're saying, Prophet Sharice, a couple of things that the Lord has really, really, really been pressing on my heart, and that is that a spirit of compromise has entered into the body of Christ, where
mm-hmm,
basically
mm-hmm.
anything go, whether it's for the fame and the fortune, whether it's for to say that, you know, I have X number of people in my church and nothing is wrong with church growth. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that the things that people will do at the cost of the souls of the people of God, you know, and one thing that I also see a lot of, and thank you for mentioning it even on this afternoon, is that we are beginning to see even the more the doctrines of demons or devils that is being preached across the pulpits all around the world. We see it. Even on today, the Lord was saying that people are more interested in following a name. They are they're more interested in following who is the popular one, or they're more interested in following who can draw a large crowd because they can hype the people up, or they can give them these false prophecies that are not simply because the people are living outside of the divine will of God. And we're seeing
Amen.
That so much now in the earth realm is that the messages of holiness and righteousness are not being preached as prevalently as
mm-hmm.
the message of prosperity. People want to hear a message of prosperity. Oh, God is going to bless me with a new car. God is going to bless me with a home. God is going to bless me with a husband or a wife. God is going to bless me with these material things that their heart is desiring. But the bottom line of what I see, Prophet, is that these people don't want any accountability unto God. They, they want all of these things, but they don't want the God who provides them. So what you see happen is that once God blessed them with whatever it is that they are asking for, they go on their merry way, and how quick they forget about God. And even behind the pulpit, God is calling for a spirit of integrity to be returned to the household of faith. God said
Amen.
In his word that judgment would start in the household of faith first. And
mm-hmm.
what you find is that people will shy away from true doctrine according to the word of God, and they will migrate and gravitate more towards, oh, God is going to bless me with whatever, but I can do whatever I want to do, and I can live however I want to live, and how dare you judge me? That's what they'll say. How dare you? Can't judge me. You don't
Come
know
my here.
Story, and I don't have to judge you. The word of God does the judging. And when we find that a spirit of compromise comes in, no longer is the word of God the governing entity. At that point, people's flesh began to creep in, and then at that point, God is nowhere in the picture concerning that. What are some of the things that you are seeing that is definitely a sign that a spirit of compromise is in operation in the body of Christ? We see it in the church. We see it out the church in people that say they know who God is. And we see it a lot in leadership. Yes, you do see a spirit of compromise a lot in leadership.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm beginning to see more and more is that you know, I believe God is speaking more to leaders because of the simple fact is leaders are held to a higher standard than just someone who doesn't hold a position. And so what God is saying is, you know, I have given you, you know, these positions, and I have set you over the people, and what you're doing, I'm not pleased with it. And what you're doing is not what I asked you to do or told you to do. And so what's happening is people are leaning more and more towards, you know, compromising instead of standing on the real word of God and the truth, because what happens is it cuts off the connection. It cuts off that money.
My
it
Lord.
Cuts off those prophetic lines that they like to have, those seed lines. And so what happens is people are compromising because they don't, you know, people are not coming to their ministry because they don't do what and compromise as other ministries do and compromise. You know, if I don't have the minds dancing all over my church, you know, people are not going to come to my church. If I don't let, you know, this prophet come in, you know, I'm going to be out of the loop. But God is saying today is that loop that click that they're creating are outside of the will of God. You know, they are walking in rebellion. You know, people will die to be a part of a clique that is not even in the will of God. They're not even following Christ. You know, people are following their pastors. They are following these people, and these people are going to lead them straight to hell. What we need to do is we need to get back in the word of God. We need to follow Jesus. I mean, if I could make a billboard, we need to follow Jesus. We need to follow Jesus. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If you get
Amen.
In the word, I mean, if you get in the word and you follow the word, you know, you won't be deceived. You won't be deceived. And the reason why it's so prominent now is because the leaders are deceived. My God, the Bible
my
says
Lord,
if, the blind,
my Lord.
If the blind leads the blind, they'll both fall into a ditch. And so when somebody comes and they stand for truth, they come against you.
Yes.
You know, the very ones
yes.
that are supposed to be upholding truth, the very ones that are supposed to be teaching and discipling the people are the ones coming against the ones that are speaking truth, the leaders.
My Lord. And, you know, Prophet, I stay in the book of Ezekiel, and in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 22, the word of God says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now thou son of God, of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt judge, shall show her her abominations. Then say thou, thus says the Lord God, the city shed its blood in the midst of it, that her time may come and make its idols against herself to defile herself. And that is what we are seeing in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have those that are in leadership that are not following God, that is defiling the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And if you skip on down to verse number 25, it says, there is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion raving the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst of her. And even with that particular verse right there, it correlates to what God was saying through Isaiah. When he,
mm-hmm.
when he told her, you know, it's a whoredom spirit that has come into the body of Christ, and the people of God are sinning against God, and he's nowhere in the midst. Ezekiel went on to say in verse 26, he said, her priests have violated my law and profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and what's profane. Neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. That's what God said according to his word in Ezekiel. And what God is saying is because of that spirit of compromise that has come in, people cannot decipher who really is of God and who's playing. They cannot see any difference from someone who proclaims, one minute you're prophesying and the next minute you're living any kind of way. It's nothing to distinguish between the real and what's not real because of that spirit of compromise, it has come in. And what I
right.
hear God saying is that it's time that integrity be brought back to who we are in Christ, who we are in Him, that the
Amen.
People of God would not go astray, that we would not bring shame or disgrace to God, but that souls would be saved, people would be delivered and set free from the idols that they have grown to know. Because people have grown to know this prosperity gospel. They have grown to know this prosperity message that is preaching, even by way of
mm-hmm.
airwaves. You hear all the time, throw $20 into the ministry, and God is going to heal you. God said, if you obey Him and follow His commandment,
right.
He said, these
right.
things shall be added unto you. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's the ways
mm-hmm.
of God.
Right.
And all of these things shall be added unto you. That's what the words say. Glory to God.
Absolutely.
That's what the words
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely, Apostle. And you touched on a good point, too, because what's happening now is because things that are going on in the church and the things that the leaders are allowing in the church and how they have compromised in the church, it's sending out a message to those that come into the church and that those that are unsaved, that, you know, once you come to Christ, you know, hey, party time, you know, it's I'm going to get rich. God's going to take care of everything, all my problems. I don't have to do nothing but, you know, just get saved, you know, and people are coming in, and what's happening is they're coming in with a false hope. They're coming in with false hope, because the church is like a hospital. The church is not a party. You know, you have to come in and God, you know, you come in and, you know, yes, the church is, you know, should, you know, take care and to help people. But what I'm hearing more and more from people that are coming in the church and they're, it's a mirage. And what's happening is once they get inside the church and they realize that this, you know, their life is not changing because there's no power in a compromising church. And once they realize
My
that
Lord.
Their life is not really changing, and they're saying to themselves, why am I going to, you know, and they realize that, you know, a lot of churches are doing the same exact things that they're doing in the world. They're saying to themselves, why do I have to go through all this warfare? Why do I have to come to church on Sunday when I can just live my regular life like I'm living right now in the church? We were called to be different. God called us to
Amen.
Be different. There used to be a time where you could determine who was saved and who was not saved. But nowadays, in this time that we're living in, it's hard to even tell who's saved and who's not saved. You know, you got people saying, you know, God is still working on me. You got people saying, God know my heart. That's in leadership.
My Lord. And, you know,
He said, be holy.
What God is calling us back to now is, you're absolutely right, He is calling us back to holiness. And
exactly.
That's how we have to stir the people. We have to stir the people of God back to holiness. We have to stir them back to the true, unadulterated word of God, that they will know and understand the truth of God and know how to live in accordance to His word. And
mm-hmm.
even as this message has gone out on today, by way of airwaves, we just want to encourage the people of God to not compromise, to stay to the truth in accordance to the true word of God. And as we diligently seek Him, as we diligently stay focused on His word and live holy, that pure and holy life before God, we know that transformation will come in the lives of the people of God. Before
mm-hmm.
we close out, the time has really just gone on by. It's so much that can really, really, really be said in regards to this. Can you give the people of God one last nugget to hold on to, even when they see that compromise is there? What can you tell them that will encourage them not to compromise in this hour that we are in?
Well, the Bible says it like this right here. The road is narrow, and narrow is the way. Narrow is the way, and broad is the way to destruction. And so what needs to be done is we have to go back to discipling. We have to go back to teaching people how to know God for themselves. We have to go back to Bible study. We got to go back to Sunday school. We got to go back to getting the word in the people. We got to go back to getting people filled up with the Holy Ghost. We have to get something to sustain the people, because if they're depending on us and we are not perfect, then they truly shall fall. So we got to point the people to Jesus. We got to stop pointing them to us. We're not superheroes.
Amen.
We have to start pointing them back to Jesus.
Amen. I'm 100% in agreement with you on that, Prophet. And even as we close out on this evening, I would like to say all those that are listening, whether it's by way of airwaves, whether it's by way of internet, however you're listening to this blog talk show on this evening, to get to know Jesus for yourself. Develop that personal one-on-one relationship with him that's going to transform your life. If you are not filled with the Spirit of God, get filled with the Spirit of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in your life. Pray that a spirit of discernment would rest on you like never before, that you would be able to discern the true word of God from that which is false. Even when it comes to the word of God, pray for an understanding of the word of God. Do like what Prophet Sharice and I did on this evening. I read the King James Version. She read the Message Version. Different versions will give you a greater understanding of what God is trying to say to you in these last days that we are in. We are in the last days, and we're going to see the rise even the more of that compromise in the body of Christ, in leadership as well as in those that follow them. And it is so true. The roadway to heaven is narrow, but the gateway to hell is broad. Prophet Sharice, will you do the honor of closing us out on prayer on today, and if God give you a declaration or whatever he give you to speak over the lives of the people of God, allow the Lord to lead you. And God bless you once again for joining us by way of Blog Talk Radio. We will be here every Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7 o'clock to just speak what God has given us to the people of God. Amen.
God bless you as well, Apostle. Lord, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every person that is under the sound of my voice, Lord God, touch their mind, touch their hearts in a special way, Lord God. Let this word that was spoken, oh, Father God, take root and be grown, Lord God, in them, Lord God. Give your people, Lord God, a heart and a mind to seek your face. Give them a heart and a mind to have a prayer life like never before, Lord God. Lord God, I just lift up the leaders, Lord God, before you, Lord God. Those that have compromised, Lord God. Those that have turned from your ways, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you lead them back, Lord God, to your laws, to your statutes, to the road of holiness, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. Lord God, we don't want to see any of our people fall, Lord God. So, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to turn them back to you, oh Father God.
Lord
God,
yes,
if there be anyone, Lord God, on this line that is dealing with a compromising spirit, Lord God, I ask you to touch their heart, Lord God. Lead and guide them, Lord God, by your Spirit, Lord God. Bring healing and deliverance over your people, Lord God. Even the ones that listen to this segment later, Lord God. I just ask that this word be something that touch them, Lord God, and help them in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, and glory to God. Everyone, do be blessed and join us next week at 6:30 p.m. Until then, know that Jesus is Lord.